To close our show today, a New York educator who's taking his math to the street. Every Wednesday at noon, George Noble sets up a table on 42nd Street near Times Square. On this table are a variety of math problems that he tries to persuade passersby to tackle, and a row of Snickers bars that he hands out to anybody who gets them right.
So what is the angle between the hour hand and the minute hand at 2:45 p.m.? Excellent candy. It's a good problem.
The state of things is very bad with math. The Chinese, the Russians, the Israelis, they stop in the street. Almost all of them can do these problems. Americans, very few of them can. So we're the 1,000-pound gorilla. But a 1,000-pound gorilla doesn't have to be an idiot. It can be a very smart 1,000-pound gorilla.
2:45.
2:45 on the 9.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if a circle is 360.
That's right.
So 15 is 30. 15 is 90.
Yes.
Right? And you got, so that's 5 minutes is 30 each. So if you go from 90, 120, 150.
It is for sure that people's understanding of math 30, 40, 50 years ago was better. And then suddenly they stopped using the old ways of teaching things, which were sometimes very good. You know, I find old books that taught fractions in a wonderful way, while the new books teach fractions in a totally unsuitable way, I feel. They started looking at situations. The theory was not explained, or the derivations. All that was explained is, what do you do if this happens? So they tended to make mechanics, math mechanics, out of people, rather than people who understood math. And being a mechanic is not that difficult once you understand, but teaching understanding is hard.
So this angle, this is the hour hand, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So it goes 360 degrees in 12 hours. So each hour is 30 degrees.
Right.
So this is 60.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And this goes 3/4 of the way around.
Yes.
So this is 1/4, so it's 90.
Yes.
So you add the two, it's 150. No, it isn't.
90 and 60 is not 150?
At 2:45, the hour hand does not point to the two.
It's 2:30.
Oh, yeah, well, it could be a little bit off. What was your
answer? No.
Now, what was your answer?
172 and a half. Give me my candy bar.
Please.
All teaching should be performance. All teachers should be actors. Because after all, you have a captive audience, and abusing them is not where it's at. You have to keep their attention. I tell them stories. I tell them stories from the history of math, which is fascinating, which covers all the way back from, 1000 BC to now. You know, the history of the world is contained in the history of math. And I've always loved math. I don't see why anybody doesn't. I think the freaks are the ones who don't.
George Noble is a math teacher. He's also planning a math musical, which will debut this June. You can find out more on our website, studio360.org. Michael Rayfield produced that story.